Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on September 21 regarding Guy, G-U-Y, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. As per the records provided, Guy Smith was seen at the emergency room on 12-21-20. Period. He complained of sustaining a laceration to his right pinky finger while at work. Period. He underwent x-rays of the right hand to be inserted here. New paragraph on 12-21-20. Dr. Lacqua, L-A-C-Q-U-A, performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. The claimant was discharged from the hospital the same day. Period. In paragraph, he followed up with Dr. Lacqua postoperatively on 10-25-21. Period. Continued conservative care was rendered through 2-24-21. Period. At that time, he had no current complaints. Period. Had full range of motion and was using his hand normally. Period. He did have occasional sensitivity. Period. His wound was all healed. Period. New paragraph on 5-16-22. He had an impairment evaluation done by Dr. Greifinger, G-R-E-I-F-I-N-G-E-R. Period. His exam found physiologic motion at the right fifth digit, including the MC joint. Period. The PIP had minus 10 degrees of extension and flex to 100 degrees. Period. The DIP had motion from 0 to 40 degrees. Period. There was mild swelling at the distal tuft. Period. He complained of some numbness on the volar aspect of the tuft, which was the site of his surgery. Period. Tendon function was intact. Period. There was no tenderness or swelling. Period. He had a healed surgical scar about the right elbow, consistent with distal biceps insertion repair. Period. Dr. Dr. Greifinger performed an impairment evaluation referencing Table 1512 for digit impairment of the distal end of the distal phalanx would represent 10% impairment of the digit. Rather than utilizing Table 15-12, this was equivalent to a 1% impairment of the hand. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 12-21-20, Guy Smith sustained a laceration of his right small finger while at work. Period. He was seen at the emergency room and found to have an amputation of the tuft of that finger. Period. He also had x-rays done and underwent surgery the same day to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, he followed up with Dr. Lacqua postoperatively over the next few months. Period. As of 10-25-21, he opined there was a description of 50% loss of the finger and 20% loss of the hand. Period. He had full range of motion, but with the tip being numb at all times. Period. He was also seen by Dr. Greifinger on 5-16-22, who offered an impairment rating of 10% of the digit and 1% of the hand. Period. His clinical findings are cited above. Period. New paragraph, this case will be rated for a partial amputation of the right small finger at the level of the tip of the little finger. Period. At Dr. Lacqua's evaluation on 10/25/21. He deemed the claimant had reached maximum medical improvement. Impaired heat calculated an impairment rating of 50% loss of the finger and 20% loss of the hand. Period. The paragraph, I will rate this case for the diagnosis of partial amputation. Scratch that, of amputation of part of the right small finger. Period. He evidently had an excellent clinical and surgical result. Period. End.